Good evening, everyone. You've tuned in to Paradigm Shifters. And who are the paradigm shifters at this time on our planet? People making a difference in consciousness, in how we can empower ourselves and how we can release limitations. Because I believe that that's what the collective is doing right now. I have a great paradigm shifter with me today, Donna Eden, whose book Energy Medicine has really rocked a lot of people's thinking about how to not only maintain health, but really create health and go through some amazing obstacles. So, and I know you've got a new book about women's health, but this is Donna Eden. Welcome to the show.
Oh, hi. Thank you. I'm glad to be back.
Me too. Now, Donna, you're an intuitive and you saw energy. That's how you learned it. Am I right?
Yes. I saw it, but didn't know how to apply it until I got very sick and Western medicine gave up on me, so I had to heal myself, and so I began using what I was seeing and watching what was happening, and I got myself well.
Well, you know what I really love, and for people who haven't met your book before, the first book anyway, they need to go online and check out, I think your new website is called Learn Energy Medicine, is it?
Yes, .com, right.
.com.
Learn Energy Medicine.
But what I'm thinking is when I Google Donna Eden, there are these wonderful videos right on the very front page of the list of where we can access you. And I love those. Those are really short form learning, teaching tools about how a person can introduce themselves to energy just in real life form, aren't they?
Yeah, they are. I'm really glad that there is such a tool as those little YouTube things, and it's really wonderful. And some of those things that go up, I never put up. Somebody else did. That's how they began. I Googled my name because I wanted to know if I was even on up there. And I thought, oh, my gosh, look at all these videos.
well, you know, for people who are learning, it's a really great thing to go and watch you in action. It's just tremendous.
I love teaching. You know, it's like I have a passion. I feel like it's my mission in life to turn everybody on to this awareness of energy and energy as a medicine, because it'll change their world and empower them to truly empower them, whatever age they might be.
So, what do you think energy is? Can you explain it?
Well, I mean, at the baseline, energy is everything. I mean, none of us are really solid. We're actually these lattice works of force fields and energy fields and fields of energy, you know, rhythms and vibrations and frequencies and flows. And then, you know, as it gets closer, these little energy particles, it becomes thick and we become solid, but we aren't really solid. So within our body are all these streaming or flowing or circulating or figure-eighting energies that are pulsating in patterns that are sometimes very organized and sometimes loose. They are always loose at the same time that they're organized, in fact.
Are these the patterns that we inherit? Are these the patterns that are just normal for our species, or...?
Yes, I would say that these are most definitely the patterns that we have inherited over millions of years and that our body has evolved with. I mean, it all began with energy before anything became physical. So it's like very early on, patterns set up to turn us into a physical being, and they are remarkable. They are intelligent. If you learn the language of energy, you can truly converse with your own body and hear what it is saying and then talk back and fix it if something's wrong. So it's I no longer think of this subject matter as an elective course. You know, I now think of it as the mandatory class you have to take to graduate, because it is, I mean, I think that we are in a paradigm shift time, and that people have grown weary of, you know, of all the pharmaceuticals that, you know, last year, in fact, the last 6 years, at least 110,000 people have died in the United States alone by taking as they are supposed to.
Wow.
Not making a mistake, but Western medicine treats everybody the same. But the truth is, we are incredibly unique. Our energy is as unique as a thumbprint, and it is not possible to give you the very same medicine as somebody else has given. And one of the things that energy medicine can teach you is how to really energy test yourself or somebody else to find out whether whatever it is you're taking, whether it's a medicine, a hormone, or food, if that vibration matches your vibration. And then you'll know that you won't ever have any side effects, and you'll be okay.
And is that by muscle testing or kinesiology?
Yes, it is. But it gets very fine-tuned. You know, it's like there is energy testing at a very base level that anybody can learn. Actually, anybody can learn any of this, and mm-hmm. that's my message. But it gets more fine-tuned the more you really grasp it. It's your body becomes fine-tuned to it, so that you find that your own body becomes a pendulum. And I don't know how to explain this or make anybody get the visual, but it's hard for me to go into a market anymore without my whole body either falling forward or falling backwards towards different foods and things, because I'm so sensitive about what my body really, really gravitates to and vibrates with.
But actually what you're saying also is that everybody can become attuned and then become more and more sensitive to it, can't they?
Oh, everybody can become more sensitive. Everybody on this planet, no matter whether you've never felt energy in your life, I've never met anybody who took classes from me who didn't eventually at least feel it. And many people open up to other sensory awarenesses, you know. I mean, things that would surprise me. Sometimes I've taught classes to help people see energy, but there's a number of people in those classes that don't open to seeing, but maybe hear the tone or even smell or can taste it. And it will match exactly what it is I'm seeing. Hmm. So it's quite an amazing thing. We're all such miracles, and we ought to take advantage of that.
When you were talking about the patterns of energy, I immediately asked several questions. One is, of course, that's my fast little brain here. One is, some of those patterns are about things that we don't want to have anymore, limitations that we have in ourselves, maybe our opinion about ourselves or something that's creating illness and so on. So what do you do with energy medicine about, let's pick illness, let's pick something serious, like a diabetes or cancer or something?
Okay, well, absolutely. You know, a lot of times people will approach me and say they have cancer, and they'll say, do you think stress had anything to do with this? I mean, it's just an absolute. No matter what are all the reasons and the causes of your illness, stress is always a part of it, and your self-concept, and your sense of freedom to be who you truly are. All of those things play into it. And one of the things, I mean, we have several ways of looking at energy. One is the patterns that moved through millions of years that hold you steady to be a person. But then we are infiltered all the time. We're bombarded by energies of the world around us, whether it be, you know, somebody making us feel bad about ourselves, or the toxins in our food, or in the atmosphere around us. All these things start infiltrating and affecting our own energy strong patterns. So our patterns get less strong, and things can poke holes in them. And so in my work, one of the things that is very important is, first of all, to realize that energy is energy, whether it's, whether it's dealing with a physical illness or a mental illness, whether it deals with something spiritual. It's all energy, and it all interplays. So you start getting your own pattern strong, and one of the things that occurs is that those, like somebody feeling negative against you can't come in as easily, can't bombard you as easily. So there are ways to move those move into those force fields and move them out of your body. And there's ways of preventing them from ever coming in. And so this is, I had three women in this last class. Two were 90 and one was 92.
Oh, great. We're going to talk a bit about aging. Great.
Oh, yeah. I mean, and as one said, you know, aging is a great incentive to learn this, because she'd been taking classes for the last 10 years for me. And she said, you know, I'm staying younger. I know how to take care of my stress and my pain and all the things that come with aging. And she came into the class originally because she had cancer.
Oh my.
And she was told because she was 81 that she, it was, even though if she were younger, they would operate on her and they would do all of this. They could do this, but that she probably would die on the operating table because her immune system was so down. Mm. And she said, so, you know, I had to take care of myself. And so here she is, you know, 11 years later, and she's healthy. She said, I have more energy than I have had 30 years ago.
Wow.
You know, it's like, the body wants to regenerate. It knows how to regenerate, mm-hmm. you know, and one of the things, there is so much wisdom in women's bodies and their cycles, and their bodies do not follow and do not have to follow the accepted ideas around aging, and that's really important. And that doesn't mean, that's without facelifts and things. It's about helping your energy lift you up and clear out all the negative stuff. And
well, let me ask you this, just before, I'm fascinated by this subject, but I'm just wanting to refine something, which is that we have an energy body, so that if you have, for example, a cancer or a hormonal situation, there is a relationship in the energy body, right, to that in
yes.
a pattern form. So can we heal and work just using the energy body, or do you go right into the body itself, or then I want to go back to her.
Let's see. It's not a fast answer, but I'll give the best answer I can. I never worked on anybody who didn't. I had a private practice for 23 years, and I never worked on anyone who didn't improve or elongate their life or heal completely. That even the ones that didn't heal, the ones who didn't heal completely were one of two type of people. One is that they were so far gone that they, you know, they'd already been given the death sentence. But maybe they stretched out their lives for two more years, you know, that beyond what they were supposed to. But
or maybe felt better. Hey, maybe they felt.
I would get people off of their medication, and so that they could have really healthy lives. But then there were a huge amount of people who got well all the way. And energy, it's real important to grasp that our bodies already know how to heal us. They already know how. But because we live in a world that we didn't evolve to live in, we now have stresses that our ancestors could never have even imagined, nor could our immune system have imagined. In the last 100 years, you know, believe it or not, I mean, this doesn't go into every single thing we eat, but there are 17,000 different additives and preservatives and things like that can go into our food that our ancestors, of course, didn't have. And our immune system evolved to attack anything that it doesn't recognize. Well, you know that it doesn't recognize those 17,000 things.
No wonder so many immune systems are exhausted these days.
Oh, so exhausted. Mm-hmm. And that's why you get allergies and you get chronic fatigue and autoimmune illnesses, and your immune system just can't do it anymore because it doesn't know who is the enemy, and eventually it turns on your own body. So it becomes really important to understand that, you know, to really learn how to participate with your own energy systems is not only to save your life, but it's to give you vitality and a clear brain and, mental acuity and happiness. There's an entire energy system that I teach called the Radiant Circuits. And the Radiant Circuits, in another time was probably just as strong as the fight or flight energies, mm-hmm. you know, which is, the fight or flight energy is governed by something called triple warmer, is the energy that probably keeps us alive, has kept us alive as a species. But just as strong were these radiant circuits. But in our day and age, we've gotten further and further away from that because of so many stresses. But the radiant circuits are the circuits of, you know, that sense of awe or sudden gladness or sudden appreciation or joy, or, you know, just like your well is bubbling over. And it also is the energy of penetrating deep inside your soul so that you feel things at the deepest level and are moved by life. And in my practice, when I could get those radiant circuits connected and moving in a person again, that's when they would have spontaneous healings.
Oh, my.
Hmm. Yes. So it's really important that we learn how to deal with these fight or flight energies, and so that it's not that energy of triple warmer isn't always on alert in our bodies, so that we can enjoy some of the radiant circuits as well.
Hmm. That's really exciting. So you mentioned several things that I want to get back to a little bit.
Okay.
One of them is mental health. So how about aging and Alzheimer's, that sort of thing? Have you had any,
yes.
you explain what happens in our energy bodies with that?
Yes. First of all, your brain can make synapses all its life. You know? And so one of the things in my work is, I mean, I don't separate the mental from the physical, from anything. It's all flows together energetically.
Hmm.
So we work with a lot of the points and the energies on the head to make sure that the blood and the lymph and the cerebrospinal fluid are really flowing up into the head. So it helps your memory stay really strong and alert all your life. Many years ago, my first experience of really knowing how this could work with people who were old was I was invited to come into a senior citizen home and work with people. And in my mind, I don't know, I think I thought it was a retirement home and maybe they'd be in their late 60s. Well, the youngest one was 82, and there were 27 that ranged from 82 to 102.
Hmm.
And I was floored when I went in, and on my first time in of teaching a class, they all fell asleep on me, but except for one who kept saying, "Isn't she cute?" But what I learned with them was profound, because they knew that they weren't going to live forever, but they would like to still have some sort of, I don't know, enjoyment of life,
mm-hmm.
memory, empowerment. They didn't want to be set aside because they, you know, were at this time of their life. So in every case, their memories got sharper. In fact, when Christmas time came, we made tapes for their great-grandchildren, in some cases great-great-grandchildren, so that their stories would be passed on in the family.
These
were things that they had forgotten. One man had had a stroke, and he was very depressed because half of his body didn't work at all, one side of his body. And he couldn't do the exercises I was having everybody do. So I set him in front of a mirror and said, pretend that your body is doing this. And over a short amount of time, there he was, his body began to, the energies began to move in that side of the body, and he began to use, be able to do the exercises in time. Which reminds me, this morning I was looking on the BBC, and they had a little film clip of a new program on mirroring, which it was the exact same thing I was doing 30 years ago with having people, and I still tell people to do that, but they said for amputees, for people with phantom limb problems, they have them be with a mirror right next to the limb that is strong and the mirror on the other side with the limb that has been cut off, and they use their imagination to have, to know, to pretend that they're foot is moving up and down and all that stuff, and they're having amazing success.
And is that to release phantom pain, or is that to regrow the leg?
Well, for them, it was to for phantom pain, because these were people who, these were actually soldiers from Iraq that had just, you know, they were in terrible pain all the time.
Mm-hmm.
And so, but that's, but, I mean, I'll tell you, I've even seen that of and unexpectedly and unplanned for things of people starting to regrow things in their, like stumps of nerve stumps that not, that were utterly dead, began to grow sprouts of some kind of, I don't know, tendrils or something off of the nerves that they went in then and would get x-rays to see what was going on, because they were feeling things that hadn't been felt in their body, you know, in 50 years.
Hmm.
And sure enough, I'm thinking of somebody right now who had polio, and she was very old, and she didn't want to be in a wheelchair. They were going to put her in a wheelchair, and she came to the class just to help her with that. And it was a 6-week class. We just met twice a week in the evening for 3 hours, twice a week. And towards the end of that class, she was just beaming, and she walked without her cane.
Oh, wow.
And then she showed the x-rays. She went in and showed. She said nobody could believe it. But her leg was starting to sprout. You know, these, they look like tentacles. It was just an amazing
story. That's a wonderful story. Well, and something you said at the very beginning was that if you go inside your body, you can actually have communication and intelligence with various parts of the body and with cells, right?
So true. You really grasp how alive your body is, and how its intelligence far surpasses your intellect. You know, it's like, it will converse with you. It will start responding to you and doing what you ask, and it wants to, because in your body's goal is to keep you healthy and energies flowing. That's what it wants to do. It doesn't want you to become decrepit and diseased, you know. That's not what it wants, but it gets overwhelmed by everything that is so unnatural in our world today.
Well, I want to ask you another thing, too, which is that the collective itself is evolving, and we're talking about paradigm shifters, and if you listen to, you know, the 2012 folks or the astrologers or pick a person who's a bit of a prophet, or we're moving, the collective is turning, we have the ability to shift the basic nature of our species and to move out of huge limitations as we never have before, don't we, on a collective level.
Oh, I agree so much. I agree collectively, and I agree individually. I know that human beings, first of all, we don't have, let's see, it probably took us 2 million years to get to where we are now, and we don't have another 1 million years to evolve in. I mean, the world isn't going to make it unless we evolve quicker now. And what I see with people who are willing to, and I don't mean, this is not hard, long work. This is maybe 5 minutes in the morning, 5 minutes in the evening to start doing energy things that will shift the pattern. They can make their immune system not just be stronger, but be stronger than it originally was. And they can move things and shift things, and yeah, it's far beyond just healing. It's about evolving your body. And then collectively, when you start lifting the vibration of your own body, you begin to, when there's a bunch of you, the vibration of the planet begins to lift. And
it's a contagious force, isn't it?
Yes.
I think it's very exciting. And I call it, I said to you I wanted to talk a bit about politics because we're into this healthcare reform. And I was just reading about how much is spent lobbying against it by people whose financial interests are really strong. But this, the way you're talking about this, I'm going, this is really my kind of politics, actually. It's like, take some energy, become conscious of our evolution and pass it on, you know?
Yes. That's exactly right. An author, Howard Thurman, I don't believe he's around anymore, but when I was growing up, he was a kind of a popular minister author.
I remember his name. I don't think I read him, but.
Yeah. One of the things he said was, the world no longer needs, let's see, how did it go? The world no longer needs you to become what you think will save the world. The world needs for you to be you. That's
Yay!
It. And it will lift them all.
And isn't that the truth?
Yes.
Because there's
it.
Not even any competition because there's no two alike.
That's right. That what I said earlier, it's very true. Like, nobody has your thumbprint. Nobody has your energy. Nobody. I mean, you are so unique in this world that it's really silly to compare yourself to anybody else.
So how do you see it going for us collectively? How do you see it? Do you see we're going to, well, I'll let you play with that.
Wow, that's, wow. I mean, I certainly can go into this place of getting scared sometimes, and then I get very excited. And the scare doesn't last very long, but sometimes when I went through something this year personally that it really made me face up against what we are really up against. Did you hear what that was?
Yes, I do. You bet.
my oldest daughter wanted to be pregnant, and so she went to a fertility clinic, a very reputable fertility clinic, and they gave her massive amounts of hormones and did not monitor her, any kind of follow-up, and she came so close to dying. But two hospitals sent her home when she couldn't even walk because they didn't even know what it was. It's like a new thing. There is no standardization in fertility clinics. Sometimes you can get pregnant and you're lucky. But sometimes, like what happened with my daughter, she got ovarian hyperstimulation syndrome, it's called, which means her entire body became a blood clot.
Oh my gosh.
It was horrendous. Four, maybe five, but at least four huge blood clots moved through her, when they began to break up, moved through her heart. And she didn't have a heart attack, which was amazing. They said they'd never seen that. She, her ovaries blew up to the size of cantaloupes.
Man.
She was in, and then she did something called third spacing, which meant when the blood did start to flow, nothing was going to her cells. There was no pathway to get anything. They told us very clearly when finally the third hospital, and it was very wonderful to find a hospital and to get a little bit of faith back because the first two were utterly wrong. Utterly wrong. In fact, one of the hospitals almost acted like she had some kind of that Munchausen thing or something.
Oh, wow.
They didn't test the right things. They didn't want to listen to somebody who wasn't of the West medical world to tell them what, because we kept walking in there with all this stuff saying, this is what we believe she has. And they didn't even want to even look at it. But the third hospital was phenomenal and was furious about the other hospitals and unbelievable that this had happened to her and terrified and said, so for 6 weeks, she wasn't expected to live.
Oh, my.
And that, you know, So I, to be up against that and then wanting to go, I want to testify. I want to do everything under the sun because, mm-hmm. because now I've heard other people, women have died. Mm-hmm. But lawyers don't even want to take the cases because there's a $250,000 limit, which seems high to me, but a $250,000 limit and the lawyers usually lose because Western medicine is on the other side.
Right.
You know, and they come forth with, you know, every little, I don't know, any little acne that the person had before and said it contributed. And mm-hmm. that they're having very hard time winning cases ever. But I'm hoping that there will be some congressional thing because I have kept such notes on this one, and I'm not normally this way, but it's like, God, save lives. So that was frightening to me that, you know, they make fortunes of money at these fertility clinics, and I know that many of them have a good heart and want women truly to get pregnant, mm-hmm. but there's also another mentality there of just everybody's
it's business. It's business.
It's business.
Yeah,
uh-huh.
And they're not. Yeah, the old thing about wanting to make everybody okay. That's not so operative.
Yeah.
Sometimes.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
Let me ask you this. I'm really intense about your story, and I'm glad your daughter made it through. And we have some stories as well. I really think we all need to be very alert. But on the energy level, is it not possible to help women get pregnant energetically?
Oh yes. In fact, in my practice, that my daughter had this huge operation mm-hmm. that they said that yes. And in fact, it was energy medicine that saved her life.
I'll bet it did.
Very clear. I mean, I lived in there with her and helping those blood clots move through her heart without harming her. I mean, Western medicine and the doctors at that wonderful hospital out in Palm Springs. I mean, they really, that's what you want to see, and that's what I see in the future, is that Western medicine has got to walk hand in hand with energy medicines of all sorts.
Yes.
It has to.
Yes.
Because, because it's terrible and wrong not to. And, anyway, they were great, and I don't remember what your question was.
Well, I was just asking about pregnancy and energy, but another thing I'm thinking,
oh, yes.
I just want to say this because of what you're saying, is in the old pharmaceutical tradition, a lot of those medicines are such intense and denser frequencies, and we're moving to lighter frequencies ourselves.
Yes.
And that's something that I don't think they're attending to yet, but I believe that that's where the crossover has to happen, too.
It, you are very, very right. That's exactly right. It was amazing. I mean, I wished I'd been there with her when she was being given these hormones, because I think later when I saw what she had taken, I mean, they were so dense. They mm-hmm. were so dense, as you say.
Mm-hmm.
And it was just, oh, my God, this was so unnecessary. She could have taken almost a homeopathic remedy.
Yeah.
It worked. And,
it's a really scary thing to think that you're. It's like being bludgeoned. You're overpowered by it.
Yes, yes.
But what I was asking about also, because you've got a book on women and hormones, and I'm intrigued by that. I'm going to get that. But in that, I'm sure you talk about fertility and the fact that a lot of people are having fertility problems these days, which I think has a lot to do with our environment and stress.
It's a real fun class to teach because women really get into this because you start recognizing yourself and parts of your own body, and it's just very personal. But
y'all come out pregnant?
Yeah. Well, I will tell you, I've had an awful lot of people say, "Thank you, I'm 3 months pregnant," or something. I'll get these emails from people.
In my
practice, I only had two people that did not get pregnant, but they were up in their late 40s. So it's like you really can get the foundation of all hormones is energy.
Mm-hmm.
So you can affect your hormones incredibly. And my daughter, that's her plan. She still wants to have a baby, but she's, of course, not going to do it that way, the way that she went off with her husband to do, you know. She's not going to do it that way. Mm-hmm. She's going to do it with energy. But for her,
it was a real wake-up to some of her own power, too, wasn't it?
It was a wake-up. Mm-hmm. It was such a wake-up call. I mean, it was just like, well, this is the thing you do now. And so she really is actually very good herself with energy medicine. But it is so interesting how we can go just sort of asleep around certain issues, even when you know better, but the culture really indoctrinates you in a certain way.
We run its energy through our brains sometimes.
That's right. One of the things that I just got a little email from somebody who had gotten pregnant, and she said what she thought did it for her. And I'll just say this. There is a whirling energy that spins underneath our feet for women that really hooks you to planet Earth. It's like women are much more of we're yin energy, and we pull energy up. It goes up our bodies. And so just one little piece of the class was, she said she had never felt that kind of energy. I mean, she had no awareness of that, spinning force, that you can just begin spinning. And so that her whole body began spinning this energy. She said all the way up to her head. She went back to her room right after that exercise to be with her husband, because she said it was like she had this image that it was like the sperm trying to get to the egg.
Oh.
You know, it was like, anyway, she got pregnant.
Oh, that's wonderful. Well, jumping around, I know a woman who has no pituitary. She had it removed at 10 because of cancer, you know, a big tumor. And she would have died in, like, days when they found it finally. So she's 40 now. And she can't get pregnant, I don't think. They've done a lot of injections just to get her to be 5 feet instead of 3'10" or 3'8" or something.
Uh-huh.
And she has a menstrual cycle, which is all brought on. But the thing about that is, having no pituitary, energetically, can a person's function become, you talked about mirroring, we've talked about hormones and so on. Can we energize the function of a missing organ, even another organ besides the pituitary? But
you know what I have seen? I have seen that other, in the case of a pituitary, other glands like the hypothalamus and the pineal, I mean, you can, and along with the force of liver meridian, you can get them all sort of taking over a function. And it has been sort of, I don't know, amazing to me to watch. I have never, this is scientific, by Western science standards, that everything in your body will regenerate, and if you know how. Mm-hmm. And one of the things I find in energy medicine is how much, and sometimes I'm surprised how quickly the body regenerates. You know, the liver can literally become like a newborn baby's liver.
Hmm.
It can be like it's never been touched. I used to work a lot with former drug addicts and alcoholics trying to restore their bodies again, and I worked with doctors who had been drug addicts, and you know, it was so easy for them to get drugs.
Mm-hmm.
And so I worked with them and so that they could get, you know, x-rays and tests on their liver to find out what's happening. And I mean, they would be astonished. Mm-hmm. How quickly their liver would, I mean, the body wants to heal all the time. And so if you're missing something, okay, there's still energy that flows through the place where the gland or the organ was. It still moves. It still flows. You can get the energy going, and then you can connect up the energy with the other glands and make something happen. I'm not working directly with this woman, but a woman is coming to my classes because she has a shrunken pituitary that they say has been just never worked from the time she was born.
Mm.
And she is finding changes. She's finding that she keeps coming back to classes because she wants to know the next step. Okay, now what would you suggest? What do I do now? Because I mean, it's all such a learning, even for me, you know. I feel like I've been doing this for about professionally 35 years, and I still learn. I still am amazed. When my daughter was dying, I watched energy do something utterly different than it normally does when you're just kind of sick or something.
Mm-hmm.
Utterly different. It's like the body was doing one of two things. There was one force that was just going to walk her peacefully into death with no pain.
Hmm.
And you just saw it. It's like there was almost a natural progression. And then there was this other, if you could get it, it would begin to fight for her life. But I'm amazed.
It was the healer force, eh? The force.
Yeah, the healer force.
Yeah.
But it was a little bit frightening to me how I saw this other force. It didn't look like disease. Mm-hmm. It was a force that says, wow, the body is going to die now, so we're going to help it easily go. And so I had to fight that, too.
Well, you know, but that reminds me that, you know, I'm older. I'm 66 now. And
me too.
Oh, are you? Well, happy 66.
Yes.
It's a great age. It's a wonderful age. But I've experienced over the last 5 years or so, off and on, I'll get this energy of being old. It kind of comes over me, and I know it's another energy. And I go, no, I'm not doing this one. Back off.
Yeah.
So that's what it reminded me of. Have you ever experienced that or seen that in anyone?
Yes, I had that when I went through menopause. I thought, oh, God, oh, no, get away. Let me do something about this quick.
Yeah, but it's like an entity within itself.
Like an entity within itself, and that entity gets fed in our culture because there's supposed to be this is the progression of life, and women just age after they go through menopause, and it's, you know, that also feeds it. And but you can turn it around. I've seen women in their, I don't know, somewhere around 56 or 57, I have seen so often they're going downhill. Menopause shifted all these energies, and they're going downhill, and then they start working with energy, and they start going uphill. And for me, you know, I started on the road 11 years ago to teach these classes. I thought I was going on a 6-city tour. I'm still out there. You know, I never planned this.
And we're glad, yeah.
But it's one of those things that its time had come, and people really were there to meet it. And so I see some people over and over. They just keep taking classes and taking classes. So I get to watch them, the ones who were, well, like this woman I said, who I met her when she was 81, and now she's 92. She looks much younger than she did.
Well, tell me this. Do you think that you can stock up more of the life force that we used to believe was very limited?
Oh, thank you for bringing that up. There is, oh, boy, do I disagree with that one. It is not limited. I mean, I've even been there where there was no life force coming into me. You can channel the life force and then plug it into your body. And then it starts building a habit, even if you have no energy.
Mm.
I've worked with people who their life force was leaving. And so we just keep pulling energy in from the field around them. And then it's kind of like plugging up the holes. And then if they will do some, you know, 5 minutes in the morning, 5 minutes in the evening of stabilizing that energy so it wants to stay in their body, it becomes their own.
Hmm.
And there is, I mean, that is an amazing thing. And that's different also than the fact that there is no limitation on energy.
I just love the way you said you bring it in from the universal energies. That's the most exciting part of this whole thing, isn't it?
You know, I know that I wouldn't be alive today if I hadn't done that, because I was so sickly in my first years, the first half of my life, I was really going down the tubes fast. And, you know, and before I healed myself, I didn't walk for much of 2 years. And I'd really been given up by Western medicine.
And do you know what you had, or was it just a myriad?
Yes, I had multiple sclerosis.
Oh, my.
I'd gotten to the point where my mouth couldn't move anymore. Everything in my body was that it was asleep, you know, like that when your foot falls asleep or something. Mm-hmm. My entire body was that. And I couldn't metabolize any foods anymore, and I my eyesight was going really fast, and I mean I didn't walk, and I had five different experts in the field of Western medicine tell me that my organs were breaking down so fast that I needed to find, you know, some parents for my a mother for my kids or something. I had to make plans for this because there was no way this was going to be stopped.
So you were a young woman? You were in your 30s? Or?
Yes. Well, at 27, I had a heart attack, and then I had really bad asthma. It was 31 that I began to turn it around and began this movement, almost 32, when that began to shift. And I mean, here I am, 66.
And you know, very vital looking, very beautiful and vital and lively.
Thank you. Well, I have one of the things I love that I have that I, what were they called? MRIs first came out. I went and had an MRI. I don't remember the year it was, but, I wanted to find out if I still had any MS left. Well, I did, but it was kind of dormant, and it showed these white plaque places and that my myelin sheath was gone. It showed all this stuff. And this is when I was in a much better shape. Well, about 4 years ago, I was in Florida, and Florida is amazing for Western medicine. It's everywhere. And I thought I could just walk into this place and get an MRI. And I thought, I'm going to do it. I want to see what's happened to my MS. Do you know? Nothing showed up. And that is supposed to be absolutely impossible.
Yay.
You cannot grow myelin sheath back. You cannot get that back. Once you have that plaque, that it'll just keep growing, but you'll never turn it around. And it's just not true. The problem is that Western medicine doesn't have that tool, so they say it's impossible.
Mm-hmm.
But it's not. Oh my God, it's not. It's in the first 2 years that when I started working, I was so on fire to grab everybody I knew, everybody I didn't know. I'd tell people, if you know anybody with MS, send them to me. You know, and I just worked on everybody just free. I had such a passion for them to know, don't believe it. Don't get on their prednisone. Don't do that. Don't weaken your immune system further. You know, let's just do it with energy. And every single person either got well or got much, much better. And said, I'll never do the medicine.
Hmm.
One woman I knew had been in a wheelchair for 12 years, and she's in her 80s now and plays golf every day.
That's great. Wow. So let's go back into hormones. I'm very excited because the pituitary person I mentioned is actually my stepdaughter. And as an intuitive, when she was about 17 or 18, I was trying to figure out how to help her, and I was just learning to be an intuitive. And I heard through my channeling that she could regrow it. But, you know, we haven't really worked on that, and I'm going to do that. We're going to do that. Mm-hmm.
Oh, do it. Do it. Do it. One of the
or send her to you, one or the other, or both.
Well, you know, we'll send you Energy Medicine for Women. We'll send you.
Oh, I'd love that, yeah.
Address so that you can, you ought to look in that book too. And then once you start getting some tools of your own and you kind of figure it out, you can, there's some things in there for the pineal, pituitary, hypothalamus, the adrenals, the thyroid, all the different glands in the book of how to work with your hormones and how to, like one of the things that is supposedly true, and I guess it's true if you do nothing, is that you can never make progesterone. Once progesterone is gone, you'll never have progesterone again. And one of the things that people have found out in my classes, strengthen spleen meridian, and they start having progesterone again.
Wow.
You know, it's like, and so, and one of the things with Tanya, she just had a saliva test. My daughter, she doesn't live near me, and so she said, you know, she says, Mom, I believe all the energy medicine testing, but I just have to have it verified so that this person who is monitoring me with these, she still has two blood clots left. You know, it was just, but I mean, it's down to really almost nothing now, but she was being monitored, so she got a saliva test. And what was so amazing, before she did these these hormone injections for to get pregnant, she had very, very low progesterone. Well, she's just been doing nothing but energy medicine, and what it showed was she had almost way too much progesterone in her body now.
Oh, that's great.
I know.
Oh, well, we're going to work with this book. I think that's going to be very exciting, and I love what you're saying. So do you think that we can work our way past? I mean, yeah, I keep feeling like in the collective with this great evolution going on, we're going to move past what is the normal health, mechanical or...
Absolutely. I mean, I see it all around me. All the time, I see, I see people, women, curing themselves of fibromyalgia, and you know, that they thought they were doomed for forever, or you know, it just, I mean, I think the most important thing to remember is two things: energy really is all there is, whatever you name it, you know. So, and to remember, if you're missing an organ, like, or a gland. Like the pituitary gland. One of the things in my, well, I jump all over the place, don't I?
That's okay. I do too. I'm following you.
In my practice, I can remember somebody was on my table once, and I said, I always say out loud everything that was going on. I said, whoa, it all comes down to your gallbladder meridian. That seems to be the basis here. And she goes, well, that's impossible. I had my gallbladder removed years ago, you know. I said, oh, I mean, just because you have something removed, I mean, the energy around that area literally can get traumatized.
Right.
And it's like you've got to open up that flow again and make that energy strong, because the meridian is still there. The energy still flows.
But also the density that might have caused the problem in the first place might still be there energetically, hey?
Absolutely, absolutely. All of those things need to be cleared. So that's exactly what we did. It was like she had such a sluggish gallbladder meridian, nothing was moving, and all the meridians connect up to one another. So it stopped all sorts of things along the way. And no, I'm such a believer. I've seen so many miracles now in my life that I'm humbled by what miracles we are and how our body wants to heal.
We're such amazing critters. Okay, so tell me about postmenopausal breast dropping and facelifts. Come on, let's get down to the real nitty gritty here.
Okay, well, stomach meridian is the energy that goes right through the breasts, and circulation sex also governs that area.
Okay.
You can start building the strength on those meridians by both massaging the lymphatics that govern the breasts and the pathways that help energy to keep flowing through. I had a man in my class this last year who was he did reconstructive surgery for women for breast implants and for reconstructive surgery, and he had taken my class a few years ago, and he repeated it because he started doing something which was helping women who were just wanting to be lifted up and have surgery because they were getting older and they were drooping and dropping. And he started using the energy work on them, and he said many of those women, you know, if they stayed with it long enough, their breasts began to lift.
Yay.
And just the energy that became, you know, energy is alive. And so, I mean, it will infuse all of the glands, all the muscles, all the everything. There's also oxytocin.
I love that.
Yeah.
Oxytocin, yeah.
Oxytocin in our breasts. And, you know, the more you move out of stress, you know, that tend and befriend that women know so much about. But oxytocin can make your breasts feel alive again, and it's an amazing thing.
I sounds superficial, but really,
it's not.
It's reflective of all of us and that vitality we want to live into, right?
It's exactly. One thing I would tell women, and this is going to, a lot of people aren't going to like this, but don't wear underwire bras. Don't wear, whether it be wires or plastic or whatever it is, don't wear them. Don't. Because right there, you have, right where the wire is, you have some points. They're called neural lymphatic reflex points. And they're the points to your lymph. And if they, and the underwire tends to clog your lymphatics so that the energy can't drain and move, so that energy won't flow through your breasts as well, so that you won't get rid of the toxins in there. And if you want aliveness, if you're going to wear an underwire, make sure you really massage that area when you're through. One of the things that we have found, I'll just tell you up on our website, you can go to a page on our website. It must be either the handout bank or Q&As, questions and answers. They're all free. And there's one of a page of all the bras that women found out really held them up without being an underwire bra.
Yay, that's handy.
Yes,
yeah, because you want the shape too, you know.
You want the shape too, so you can. So that's really good. And what women have said to me who found that they've really been successful here, they found that, boy, especially while they were strengthening the energy in their breasts and making them feel alive. It's like for a lot of women, they don't have much of sensation in their breasts anymore, but it make them feel alive. They really wanted a good supportive bra, you know, and then they would feel more comfortable in time of not even having to wear it.
This is all very inspiring, and unfortunately, we're almost out of time, but I'd like you to give your, we could talk for a long time, but I'd like you to give your particulars, your website has a different, it used to be called, anyway, you've changed the name of your website, I believe.
Well, we actually have a couple of different websites, but most people go to learnenergymedicine.com.
Okay.
They could just, as you said, just put my name up, and you're going to go to information on me and those little video clips and things like that.
Yeah, I recommend that because they're very inspiring and they're short and you really, I'm up there tapping away and doing what you tell me.
And I think there will be by the time, when this airs, we're going to be doing an Alaska cruise. September 11th to 19th, which I think is really going to be fun. I'm going to teach, a few hours a day, and people get to go ashore and see Alaska and see the dolphins and whales, and that will be fun if anybody wants to find out about that. It's a 30-hour training during that time.
That's a wonderful idea. I can't do it then, but it's a great, I would love to do it. So we'll pass that on to listeners who will be excited. And I thank you so much, Donna. It's been very, very inspirational on every level, actually, on every energy level.
Thank you. I really appreciate you too. I really do. You're just a great communicator, and it's fun to talk with you.
Thank you, Donna. Take care,
okay.
And we'll see you in the energy world, in ether.
Yeah. Thank you. Hey, call me back. Give me your address.
You bet.
Okay.
Bye.
Okay, bye.